Hi, I'm Sam Hawley. This is ABC News Daily. The Reserve Bank has spent most of the year furiously increasing interest rates. But now the big banks are betting they'll start falling again soon. It's not due to an improving economic outlook, but because the rapid rate hikes globally could land us in a recession. Today, the ABC's business editor, Ian Verinder, on the miserable state of the economy, why the credibility of the RBA is on the line. Ian, we talk a lot about interest rates a lot recently because they've been going up substantially this year. They went up last week again by 0.5%. That's the fourth time this year. And it's really hard to see a silver lining in all this economic misery.
You're right. I mean, economics is a miserable occupation, really, isn't it? Look, there is a silver lining, and that is that, you know, we've actually talked about this before, that I don't believe that interest rates can rise to the extent that the market is predicting and a lot of the experts are. And what we're seeing now is that the banks themselves are starting to acknowledge that. And there has been, just last week, a massive change in direction, particularly on fixed loans, fixed term loans, and particularly to 4 years out.
Okay, you've lost me a little bit. So what's that 4-year fixed term you're talking about?
So what we've got at the moment is a situation where you can borrow money for four years, and you can lock in a rate. And generally those fixed term rates will be a rate that's a little bit higher than the current variable rate, but not too much higher. So if you're fairly comfortable with what the current rate is and you can get a rate out there for 5 years at locking it in, a lot of people find that quite attractive. So last week you had the Commonwealth Bank, you had Macquarie Bank and several other banks as well cut their 4-year fixed term rates. And in the case of the Commonwealth, they lopped 1.6 percentage points off their 4-year fixed term rate and took it down to 4.99%. Now, that's still a hell of a lot higher than most new home buyers would have secured rates at just last year. You know, some of them were under 2%. So 4.99 is quite a way above that. But it's a lot lower than the 5.8% that the Commonwealth is charging at the moment on its variable rate.
Right. So banks are reducing their offers for these fixed loans. Why are they doing that?
The banks are starting to believe that interest rates will be coming down. They won't be going up too much more. They'll be coming down in the future. So in the case of Macquarie and Commonwealth and Westpac, I think it was as well, and a couple of others, they're all now putting long-term interest rates at below their current variable lending rate. So they're all betting that rates will come off. Unfortunately, the reason why that is likely to happen is because that the central banks globally are pushing rates up at such a dramatic speed that the fear is that they're going to tip the global economy into recession. And that those recession fears are growing by the day, really.
The global economy is on a knife's edge. Talk of recession is everywhere.
The world, the U.S. economy shrank for a second quarter, which is technically the definition of a recession.
Bank of England forecasts the country's economy will go into recession at the end of the year for a long time, with annual inflation to rocket past 13%.
Okay, so the banks are dropping these rates for these fixed loans, as you explained, and to you that's a real sign that they don't think rates can continue to go up. Just explain this idea of recession more for me. How would that come about? What will we see from the Reserve Bank in the months ahead?
You know, it's not just Australia. This is really the entire developed world, and you know, and including China as well. In the past, central banks have always been very measured, very concerned about not doing anything in a hurry. You telegraph what you're likely to do. You look ahead and you go, okay, inflation might be a problem. Let's just, you know, put interest rates up a touch, see if that works. Now we'll do it a little bit more. You know, you act ahead of the curve. This time they've been caught out. They've been caught with their pants down, really, and they've acted way too late, and they're trying to do it at such a rapid clip that the concern is that they'll overdo it and push the global economy into recession. And then what are they going to do? Well, they're going to have to cut interest rates. So the credibility of central banks, and including the Reserve Bank of Australia, has really taken a massive hit. And it appears that in their quest to kill off inflation, they could possibly snuff out global growth.
That all sounds like a rather painful process to go through.
It does, but they are so scared of inflation and so worried of the consequences of inflation that they appear to have just completely disregarded all their previous concerns, which were always about let's avoid recession at all costs. They've just completely junked that ethos and gone to we now must kill inflation, and it doesn't matter if we, you know, really damage the global economy. We'll fix that up later on by cutting interest rates again. And, you know, this is what you're starting to see on not just global money markets. You're seeing it in commodity markets too. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but the price of oil has really dropped quite sharply in the past few weeks. It's now down to back below where it was before Russia invaded Ukraine. All of this is about fears within commodity, money markets, currency markets, that the global economy will go into recession.
So, Ian, at what point do we fall off the cliff into the recession? I mean, how much further will these interest rates go up before that happens?
That's a difficult one to say, but I mean, I think we're near the point now where we're close to the peak on interest rate hikes. We'll probably see a couple more before the end of the year, but I just can't see us getting anywhere near 3%, let alone 3.5% by the end of this year or even into early next year. So, you know, we're at, what, 1.85 at the moment? So we'll probably go above 2%. I guess as long as we've still got a relatively low unemployment rate, we might be able to get through it.
So lots riding on the Reserve Bank's decisions in the months ahead. I mean, if things change dramatically, I mean, you mentioned oil prices are falling again, we're paying less for petrol. Can the Reserve Bank change course? You know, is it making a mistake to sort of put us in a position where we could end up in a recession?
Yeah, absolutely. Could they change course? Yes, they could. And, you know, they haven't been very consistent for the past 18 months. You know, you could go back and say, just look at some of the decisions. They said that they wouldn't be putting interest rates up until 2024. And certainly we've seen some dramatic rate hikes well before that. They said that they wouldn't be putting interest rates up until we saw a dramatic lift in wages. And we haven't seen any major wages growth at all. So there's a whole range of things that they've said that they haven't kept their word on. Could they change course? Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's possibly quite likely that they will if they do see danger signs starting to emerge. At the moment, we don't have a major problem with people defaulting on their home loans, but it wouldn't take a lot to tip it over. And look, a lot of the new buyers who really plunged into the market after the pandemic did get really good deals on home loans. A lot of them took fixed rate loans at under 2%, and they don't come off those fixed rates, some of them till next year or the year after. So they're still okay. I mean, my betting is that by that stage, the pressure on raising rates will have abated, but interest rates will still be much higher than the deals they got during that post-pandemic boom.
And you're betting, when will we see rates fall again?
Well, I mean, you did actually see it last week with those fixed-term rates, and that came right out of the blue. The banks have seen the writing on the wall, and, you know, I think that's a pretty good indication of what we might see down the track.
Ian Verinder is the ABC's business editor. If you want to know more about what the government's doing to ease the financial pressures facing Australians, we covered that on August the 3rd, and that's in your feed. This episode was produced and mixed by Chris Dengate. Additional production by Sydney Peed and Flint Duxfield. Our supervising producer is Stephen Smiley. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.